Bowled in! What a ripper!
Hello and welcome to the Destroy the Stumps podcast, another episode on the podcast. We're just about over 60, maybe we are reaching 60 today, who knows. Anyways, thank you guys for tuning in, and I hope you're safe wherever you are. So we're going to be talking about this brief ODI series that's going on between England and the Netherlands. It's been held in the Netherlands, so it's good, like they're trying to play some more games in the Netherlands and maybe try and expand the game a bit more as well in that part of the world. So yeah, the West Indies went there as well just before the English cricket team went. And England basically gone with a team, just a completely different team than what they normally have. Some of their test players do play ODIs as well, but they've gone with a completely new look team. And there's a ICC World Cup Super, Men's Cricket World Cup Super League points to play for. The Dutch would want to spring over, maybe get an upset here, maybe pull off an upset. Be a pretty big upset, to be honest, to beat the world champions. But yeah, they have beaten England twice in T20s, but they've never beaten England in ODIs. So it'll be a big opportunity for the Dutch. England, well, they're definitely just probably trying to gain points as well, and probably checking their bench strength as well, heading into the World Cup next year and future fixtures as well. And so the venue for the first ODI was Amstelveen, the VRA ground in Amstelveen, which is near Amsterdam, which is the capital city of the Netherlands. The Netherlands elected to field first, and, goodness. The record's just tumbled. It was an absolute, I don't know really what to say. It's just absolute carnage, really. It was absolute carnage. The English batsmen absolutely ripped the Netherlands bowling attack to pieces. Plenty of records broken in the process as well. A world record score in ODIs. High score now for England. They beat their own record, which was 481 against the Aussies in 2018. I think that was at Trent Bridge, if I remember. I think that was the innings where Bairstow went ballistic, and a few of the other guys, Jason Roy as well. But yeah, Bairstow went ballistic in that game. Bairstow's, of course, he's playing test matches right now, the test series against New Zealand. So he's not available for this ODI series. But, and that goes back to the point that I was making. The English have so much, they're trying to build their strength here, their bench strength as well. And also they've got players in the test team that would probably be playing the ODIs, playing ODIs as well. So it's, they're really trying to develop their strength now, their bench strength, and probably just get themselves in a situation where they could defend their world title, their World Cup title next year, and also continue an era of dominance. They've really been good the last couple of years in ODIs. Probably the best white ball team in the world, to be honest, England. But yeah, back to the batting, the first innings of this first ODI at Amstelveen, the VRA ground. England posted a mammoth 498 for, was like, it was basically like, you know, video game, like when you're playing a cricket game on, like, let's say an Xbox or a PlayStation or something. It was just unbelievable batting from England. Only two batsmen didn't get going, and the rest of them all got going, though. Jason Roy got out for one off seven balls, and Owen Morgan got out for a golden duck to his opposite number in Peter Seela, who was the Dutch captain. So the English captain got out to the Dutch captain. But, it was an unbelievable innings, really, from batting display from England. Phil Salt made his reached his maiden ODI century. Wonderful innings. He's a well-known T20 player around the world. Plays a lot of T20s all over the world. And he's a good striker of the war, Phil Salt. And David Milan, well, he was a number one T20 batsman in the world for a bit last year. And, yeah, he just showed his class once again with his first ODI 100. He reached his first ODI 100. Surprisingly, he's only played 7 ODIs till date. That's interesting. He's played more T20s, of course, but he's only played 7 ODIs, which is interesting. I guess that shows how deep England's batting, like how much depth England do have at the moment with their with regards to their batting. So Milan 125 off 109 balls. You feel sold 122 off 93 balls, 14 fours, 3 sixes, and David Milan 125 off 109 balls, 9 fours, 3 sixes. Star of the show was the Joss Butler, rated as the best white ball cricket in the world by his captain Owen Morgan. He had an excellent IPL and where he was the player of the tournament, and to be honest, he just was in a league of his own. Seems to be carrying that form over from the IPL, and in recent years the form he's been showing. He had a great T20 World Cup as well last year in the UAE. But those are T20s, by the way, different formats. It's in a 50-over game, but it is a white ball game. But he's been a phenomenal player for England in ODIs for a while now. Good low-order hitter as well. And this time he was batting at number 4. He finished on 162 not out of 70 balls. Nearly broke AB de Villiers' record of the fastest 150 ever. It was an unbelievable innings from Joss Butler. Just, you know, typical Joss Butler innings. Power hitting, playing these unbelievable shots. 7 fours, 14 sixes. He hit double the amount of fours that he hit. Double the amount of fours that he hit in his innings. That is superb. And a strike rate of 231.42. That's unbelievable. And there's only one guy who got a better strike rate than him. Was Liam Livingstone, who batted at number 6 in this game. Surprisingly, he normally bats up the... he's normally an opener. And maybe even number 3 or number 4 on the odd occasion, or max number 5. But this time he was number he was batting at number 6. 66 not out of 22 balls, strike rate of 300. So 66 of 22 balls, 66 not out of 22 balls, 6 fours, 6 sixes, 300 strike rate. That's phenomenal. And two massive partnerships between Phil Salt and David Milan. And also David Milan and Joss Butler, and a good partnership at the end involving Joss Butler and Liam Livingstone. And 22 extras in that innings didn't really help the Netherlands cause either. So just for the Dutch. Just looking at who's the pick of the bowlers. Well, it was Peter Seelard. Every bowler went over 8 and over. The most economical was Logan van Beek. 182 off his 10 overs, 24 dot balls, bowled 4 wides. Economy rate of 8.20. That's a pretty bad economy in any format of the game. Probably T20s you can accept it a bit, but ODIs, you wouldn't really want to accept that. But out of all the bowlers that bowled for the Dutch yesterday, he was the best one, economy-wise. Pick of the bowlers, though, in terms of wickets and everything altogether. Peter Seelar, the captain, 2 for 83 off 9 overs. Economy rate 9.22, 18 dot balls. Bowled 2 wides, but everybody got pumped. Everybody got hit for sixes. At least 1 6, and it's just a really bad day for the Dutch with the ball. They are missing a few players who are playing in county cricket and T20 cricket as well in England. So, yeah, Peter Seelar did mention that before the game. He wasn't too impressed with that. Would those guys have made a difference? Who knows? But the damage was done, and the Dutch had to chase 499 from 50 overs. It would have taken a really monumental effort for them to chase it down. Tom Cooper, who plays who played for the South Australian Redbacks, and he played a bit of most of his domestic cricket in Australia. Played a bit of Big Bash cricket as well for the Brisbane Heat, and I think he did play for the Adelaide Strikers as well and Melbourne Renegades. Just gonna check if he did play for the Adelaide Strikers, because I'm pretty sure he played for the Brisbane Heat and the Melbourne Renegades. Tom Cooper, solid player on his day. So, yeah, he played for the Brisbane Heat in Somerset, so he didn't play for the Adelaide Strikers. That was my mistake. And he played for St. Kitts and Nevis Patriots in the T20 over there, the Caribbean Premier League. Also played for Somerset and the New South Wales under-19s and under-17s and the South Australian second 11, as well as the New South Wales second 11 and the South Australian team. And played for the Australian under-19s as well a while ago. So, and also the New South Wales Institute of Sport team. So, yeah, really good. So he came back into the team for this game and for this series. Hadn't been selected for a while for the Dutch, but yeah, this game didn't really get going, unfortunately. But yeah, the target was really big, and top scorers for the Dutch were Scott Edwards, who was the wicketkeeper, not out, 72 off 56 balls, 5 fours, 1 six, and Max O'Dowd, 55 off 55, 6 fours, 2 sixes, and yeah, the Dutch just it was a really tough target to chase. Did try their best, but they were bowled out for 266 off 49.4 overs. Absolute mauling at the hands of England. So England won that match by 232 runs. They take a 1-0 lead, and they got valuable points in the ICC Men's World Cup Super League, Men's Cricket World Cup Super League. And well, I think they've really deflated the Dutch today. It's gonna take a monumental effort to recover from that type of beating, to be honest. The pick of the bowlers for England was Moeen Ali, 3 for 57 off 10 overs, 5.70 economy rate. Didn't even bowl a wide or concede an extra, so good performance there from Moeen Ali. Two wickets apiece for Sam Curran, Rhys Topley, and David Willey. Most economical bowler for the English cricket team was David Willey, 2 for 42 off 10 overs, 4.20 economy rate, 36 dot balls. Did concede two wides, but other than that, yeah, he was really good with the ball. And Sam Curran, who does play Test cricket as well, but this time he wasn't selected for the New Zealand series because he just came back from injury. And yeah, his return to international cricket for England, well, it was pretty good. Yeah, he's a very handy hitter down the order as well, Sam Curran. So yeah, and just looking at the partnerships as well. Yeah, and Jos Buttler, that leg side, he favours that leg side. A majority of his runs came from there, the slog shot. And David Malan, most of his runs came from the flick shot as well, flick of his pads. So England, the three major partnerships, just looking at their three major partnerships with the bat, 222 off 170 balls, second wicket partnership between David Malan and Phil Salt. And David Malan and Jos Buttler, 184 runs off 90 balls. Goodness gracious, that's like some video game stuff, to be honest, on slog mode. And 91 and an unbeaten 91 run partnership off 32 balls between Jos Buttler and Liam Livingstone for the fifth wicket. Oh, goodness gracious. It's even better than the Jos Buttler David Malan partnership for the fourth wicket that yielded 184 runs off 90 balls. Goodness gracious. Three best partnerships for the Dutch. 80 runs off 80 balls, ball partnership between Max O'Dowd and Musa Ahmed for the second wicket. And Tom Cooper, Bastoleyn, 50 runs off 68 balls. 68 balls. That partnership was for the fourth wicket, and seventh wicket partnership between Peter Seeler, the captain of the Netherlands. 59-run partnership of 65 balls between Peter Seeler, the Netherlands captain, and Scott Edwards for the seventh wicket. But, yeah, really tough day for the bowlers, especially the Dutch bowlers. Jos Buttler, quite clearly man of the match. I mean, after that performance, I think anybody would give him a man of the match award. And those claims that Owen Mo- that statement that Owen Morgan made after that game, that Jos Buttler was is probably the best white ball cricketer in the world. Well, I mean, to be honest, at the moment, current form, be hard to argue against that. Can the Dutch come back in the second ODI, or will England rack up another win, some valuable world men's ICC Men's Cricket World Cup Super League points, and take an unassailable 2-0 lead heading into the third and final ODI? And this game, the second ODI, was held at Amstelveen as well, the VRA ground in Amstelveen, which is near the capital, Amsterdam. And this is how that match went. And the second ODI between England and the Netherlands, well, England won once again. This time in a rain-affected match. Rain delayed the game, and a wet outfield delayed the game for a while. And a bit of rain as well over the last couple of days as well, heading into the fixture, that second ODI between England and the Netherlands. And the match was a 41 over match. The Netherlands batted first, and they elected to, this time they won the toss, just like the first game, they won the toss, but this time, instead of electing to field first, they elected to bat first. They posted a decent total from 41 overs, 235 for 7 off their 41 point overs, run rate of 5.73. Decent run rate. You reckon if they batted a full 50 overs, maybe it would have been a different story. But they looked alright. And the top scorer for the Netherlands was Scott Edwards, the captain and the wicketkeeper. So Peter Seeler wasn't playing this game. For the Dutch, he got run out by David Willey. He was looking really good though. 78 off 73 balls, 4 fours, 3 sixes. Very busy at the crease as well. Direct hit from David Willey, excellent throw, and really good throw from David Willey, and that was that for Scott Edwards. Just when he was looking like he was going to take the game away from England for a bit, but he was out for 78, and just a few starts here for a few batsmen. Bass to lead, Teo Nidamanuru. Logan Van Beek as well, finished not out, 30 off 36 balls, 2 sixes at the end. Also, Bastelida, 34 off 41 balls, 2 fours, 1 six. And cameo from Teja Nidamanaru, 28 off 30 balls, 2 fours, 1 six. So a few starts here and there for the Dutch. But yeah, just probably not a big enough total against this dangerous England batting lineup. For England with the ball, the pick of the bowlers was David Willey, 2 for 46 off 8 overs, 26 dot balls, bowled one wide, but he was really superb with the ball. A little bit expensive, actually. Sorry, a little bit on the expensive side with the ball, but picked up 2 wickets at the right stages. Tejan, also Vikramjeet Singh, who can be dangerous, the opener, and also Teja Nidamanaru, who was looking dangerous for a bit there while he was at the crease. So, and 2 wickets also for Adil Rashid, a wicket apiece for Bryden Cass and Liam Livingston. Most economical bowler for England was Rhys Topley, none for 35 off 8 overs, 1 man into his name, economy rate 4.37, which is superb in ODIs, and 29 dot balls to him, and didn't even bowl an extra. I didn't bowl a wide or a no ball, so really good stuff from him. And in reply, England chasing it. Well, Jason Roy and Phil Salt set the tone with the bat. Jason Roy, man of the match performance. He didn't have a good outing in the first ODI. Made up for it this time. Shows why he's one of the best ODI batsmen in the world. One of the best openers in ODIs at the moment. Basically, Openers in any format of the sorry, in the limited overs format, just shows why he's one of the best limited overs opening batsmen in the world. 73 off 60 balls, 13 fours, 1 6. Phil Salt, 77 off 54 balls to back up his 100 in the first game, 9 fours to him. Darwin Milan and Moeen Ali batted superbly with a little bit of a scare for England in between, with Owen Morgan and Liam Livingstone departing in the space of two or three overs. But yeah, David Milan and Liam Livingstone and Moeen Ali guided the team home. David Milan, 36 not out of 50 balls, 1-4, 1-6 to back up his excellent 100 in the first ODI. Moeen Ali, 42 not out of 40 balls, 5 fours, 1 6. And England finished on 239 for 4 off their of 36.1 overs, run rate of 6.60 per over, and ended up chasing the target of 236 in 36.1 overs. So they won the game by 6 wickets with 29 balls to spare. Man of the match, like I mentioned before, Jason Roy. Superb performance from him. For the Dutch with the ball, pick of the bowls was Aryan Dutt, 2 for 55 off 9 overs, 1 made into him, 25 dot balls as well, a little bit expensive, economy rate of 6.11, but did pick up 2 wickets and yeah, did give the Dutch a bit of a hope. He got the 2 big he got the 2 big wickets of the set batsmen, Jason Roy and Phil Salt, within space of about 7 overs, 6 or 7 over, yeah, 6 overs, 6 or 5 overs, whatever, anyway, 5 or 6 overs, whatever, and a wicket apiece for Tim Pringle on debut, who was on debut, by the way, ODI internet, so ODI debut, and 1 wicket for Tom Cooper as well. The most economical bowler for the Dutch was Logan van Beek, none for 26 off 6 overs, 1 made into him, 40, sorry, economy rate of 4.33, 21 dot balls, did bowl a wide, but he was very economical, bowled well, probably unlucky not to get a wicket, because he bowled superbly, but that was that. And England have already claimed a 2-0 lead in this two-match test, and sorry, England have already claimed a 2-0 lead in this three-match ODI series. It's an unassailable lead, so they can't lose the series now. They'll be aiming for a whitewash and getting the full points, a full quota of, so they'll be trying to get the point. Sorry, they'll be trying to get the points from the last ODI as well, and continue their charge to automatic qualification for the next World Cup, and also prepare for the next World Cup as well, and defend their crown next year in India. And they're looking very dangerous. They definitely look like contenders as well, for that one, for that title next year. So the third and final ODI between England and the Netherlands took place at the same venue again, the VRA ground in Amstelveen, which is near Amsterdam, like I mentioned before. And this is how it went down. And England completed a 3-0 ODI series sweep over the Dutch. Excellent performance from England throughout the whole series. Their batting was absolutely superb, and the bowling was excellent as well, and got better throughout the series as well. I don't think there was really much wrong with their bowling, but they just seemed to get better throughout the series. And yeah, they get some valuable points in the ICC Men's Cricket World Cup Super League, building nicely to for the coming months and the coming years as well, for the future, building some depth. And just really, you know, just cementing their place as probably the best team in the world in limited overs, both formats for me. I think they are an absolutely superb cricket team, England, and they've adopted this aggressive style of cricket, especially in terms of their batting, since 2015, and it's just reaped huge rewards for them. And they've seen an unprecedented amount of success in ODIs and T20s. And by the way, just having a look at this match. So the Netherlands, England won the toss and elected to field first. Netherlands were bowled out for 244 in 49.2 overs. Scott Edwards, who's the captain as well for this third and the final ODI as well. And just on that captaincy thing for the Netherlands, Peter Seela He had to retire prematurely from international cricket because of an ongoing back issue. It's an unfortunate way to retire. We wish him all the best in his future endeavours and congratulate him on an excellent career for the Netherlands. He was a wonderful ambassador for cricket in the Netherlands, and we wish him the best for his future. So Scott Edwards is captain now for the Netherlands. He was a top scorer, leading from the front as well. He scored a half century in the last game. Very impressive innings again. 64 off 72 balls, two fours to him. Bass, the leader, the second highest scorer, 56 off 78 balls, three fours to him. Max O'Dowd, the opener, 50 off 69 balls, six fours to him. And other than that, just a few starts, maybe just one player getting a start in Tom Cooper. But other than that, just single digit scores for the rest of the Dutch batsmen, and yeah, a modest total in the end. Also for England with the ball, David Willey, 4 for 36, pick of the bowlers off 8.2 overs. 4 for 36 off 8.2 overs is a superb bowling display from David Willey. Economy rate 4.32, 29 dot balls. He bowled one wide, but hey, picked up four wickets and cleaned up the tail as well, and just bowled superbly throughout that innings. A wicket apiece for David Payne, who was on ODI debut for England, and also a wicket apiece for Liam Livingstone and Adil Rashid, the two spinners. Brighton Cass, 2 for 49 off 8 overs, 6.12 economy rate. A little bit expensive, but he did pick up two wickets in the end. One of them was off Tom Cooper, who was looking dangerous, and Bass, the leader as well. So two vital wickets at the right stages there for Brighton Cass. 26 dot balls, but he bowled one wide and two no balls. Probably would wanna. He'll definitely look to. Probably just trying to keep the run rate down, but either way, pretty good. Did pick up two vital wickets. He'll take the positives from that. And looking at England's reply, well, they absolutely smoked that target. They finished on 248 for two in 30.1 overs. Massive amount of time left, really, in that game. They chased down the target of 245 with ease, absolute ease. Jason Roy notched up another ODI 100. He finished not out, and he was the man of the match again. Just like in the last game, 101 not out off. But in the last game, he made a 50, but this one, he made a 100. 101 not out off 86 balls, 15 fours. Superb innings from Jason Roy. And Josh Butler, the captain for this third and final ODI, because Owen Morgan, who was struggling with form as well in this series, he got a golden duck in the first game, and I think he got another duck, or he just scored maybe like one or two runs, whatever, in the first two ODIs. So in the second ODI, just check if what he scored actually. So yeah, he was out of that third ODI with groin injury. So Josh Butler was the captain for this third and final ODI. And he played superbly once again. He ended up as the player of the series for his superb exploits with the bat. 86 not out of 40, of sorry, 86 not out of 64 balls, seven fours, five sixes. Typical Josh Butler fashion, and he's in the form of his life really at the moment. He had a super IPL season. He had a really good World Cup as well last year. Now, T20 World Cup last year. Now he's really carrying the form into the ODIs as well. And the pick of the bowlers for the Dutch was Paul van Meerkeren. I don't think I got the pronunciation right there at all. 2 for 59 off 7 overs. Economy rate 8.42, expensive. 21 dot balls, did bowl a no ball as well, but picked up two wickets, so he'll take the positives as well. Phil Salt, 49 off 30 balls, 41. He played the for sorry, 49 off 30 balls for Phil Salt, 9 fours to his name. He looked good as well out there. Probably deserved the 50, but wasn't to be. But he played superbly in the series as well. And yeah, England won the game, the third and final match, by 8 wickets with 119 balls to spare. Absolute ease. They chased the target down really easily and complete a 3-0 ODI series win over the Dutch. A 3-0 series ODI series whitewash. and get the valuable ICC Men's Cricket World Cup Super League points as well. And like I mentioned, man of the match in the last game, in the third ODI, was Jason Roy, who was man of the match in that second ODI as well. And Joss Butler was the player of the series for his superb bowling performance throughout the series. So just having a look now at also just about Owen Morgan as well. He got a golden duck in the first innings in that first ODI. Sorry, he got a golden duck in the first ODI. Second ODI, he got out for a 7-ball duck. So yeah, no runs. Really struggling for form with the bat at the moment. But yeah, probably some good. Probably yeah. We hope he gets well soon. That injury, groin injuries are pretty painful. Injuries anyway are painful, but yeah, groin injuries are pretty rough. Tough to get over. So good luck to Owen Morgan there, and we hope. I think cricket fans would love to see him in form, as long as you're not on the opposing team. Oh, you're not supporting him, but yeah, he can be lethal when he's in form. And yeah, so wonderful series for Joss Butler, Jason Roy, a few batsmen had a really good series as well. Leading run scorers for the series was Joss Butler and Phil Salt, and Scott Edwards and Jason Roy had superb series as well. Jason Roy only made one in the first ODI, but he came back strongly in the last two ODIs, scoring a 50 and 100, and also getting two Man of the Match awards as well. And then leading wicket taker for the series was David Willey, 8 wickets from 3 games. He was excellent by far the best bowler in the series, and had one of the better economy rates as well, 4.70 across 3 games. So a really good performance from him, David Willey. Just proves his worth in ODIs and limited overs, just in general. And that concludes that for England. Really good performance from them. The Dutch, few positive signs in the series, but there's a lot to work on there. And yeah, until next time, it's bye for now. Thank you very much for your time, guys, and stay safe wherever you are.
Bowled him! What a ripper!